Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Good Golly Miss Holly. Welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. I am your host, Miss Holly, where I'm all about being sassy, southern, and psychic. And I want to welcome everybody here this evening. It's Tuesday night, and the show airs on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you would like to call in and get a free mini reading from me, the phone number is 516-387-1921. That number, again, is 516-387-1921. And we've got some callers already lined up. Thank you so much for calling in to see us today. And let's get started with our callers. And the first caller is, let's go here. You're on the line with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Hi, my name's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing this evening?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay, what can I do for you, dear?
I was just listening to all your archives. I'm in a situation where my partner died in February. Mm-hmm. His name was John, and the brother came in and is now trying to gain the property and make me homeless. He did an old switcheroo on the paperwork. And so I'm just trying to see what the next 6 months is like, because I know you don't do legal, but I am going to court. I just got to know what the next 6 months is like.
You do need to know what the next 6 months is like? I can't give you any...
Yeah.
Information about the court case, because we don't do those for legal
mm-hmm.
reasons. But let me see
mm-hmm.
let me pull some cards and see what we have. Okay. So I actually have some good luck for you.
Wow!
Yes! Yay! So the delays are over, and in sudden or unexpected good luck is coming your way.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. So you are going to move, but it's going to be all right. So
oh
just, yeah, okay.
And I have three cats. See, I'm on a limited budget, and I also have three cats. So I'm like, I have to rehome the cats. I got to get my ass out of here sooner or later, because I don't want it. His brother's evil. And I mean it. He's dark. So.
Yeah, what you can do, let me give you a couple of little what I call home suggestions of things that you can do to help abate that the evil feeling in the house until you find another situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, get some cute little bowls and fill them with Himalayan sea salt and put them by the entrances to your home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, vacuum your house. I know it sounds like 1950s housewife, but... Vacuum your house, and what I want you to do is, as you're vacuuming, I want you to imagine all the negative energy and all the sorrow and everything being sucked up into that vacuum cleaner. And once you finish
mm-hmm.
vacuuming, take that bag out and dump it.
Okay.
Okay.
I did that, so.
Good. But, yeah, I vacuum at least once a day. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's very, very helpful. So I would suggest that. But, yeah, I do see some good luck coming your way. Don't be afraid to speak up.
Mm.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're very reticent to do that, but you need to. Good
yes,
things will
I
come
do.
Out of it. Good things
no,
will
it's
come
definitely
out.
Showing I'll be lucky. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
How many cards did you pull? What are they?
I pulled two.
I'm just kidding. Uh-huh.
I pulled the Wheel and the King of Autumn.
the Ding of Autumn?
That you need to be a, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a, I use a fairy deck. I don't use a traditional wider, sorry guys, Rider Waite deck because it's kind of dark and icky. So I use a fairy deck. Yeah.
Wow.
And so this the King of Autumn is about, you know, being assertive, and things will go your way. So
wow.
You will, yeah. So it's not so bad after all. Okay.
I had panic attacks this week. Let me tell you. I'm up against a really dark force here. The brother, he's wealthy, but he came in. He did a switcheroo on the paperwork, so I'm dealing with that. Like 3 days before my man passed, he came in and made him switch to paperwork, made him sign paperwork that he wasn't capable of understanding. So that's what I'm up against.
Well, ask for help, and it will come your way. Okay?
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank
you. God bless.
And vacuum the house.
Vacuum the house. Vacuuming is good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. That gave me some hope. All right.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye, Shug. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to talk about vacuuming a minute, and then I'll get back to the phone calls. So I have discovered the robo vacuum cleaners. I know I'm so late to the party on this, but I have discovered that they are like the world's greatest anti-negativity machines because they actually just suck up all that negativity every day. It's wonderful. So if you can afford to get one of those, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. So let's go ahead and go on to our next caller. And let's see. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. What's going on?
Hello. I would do. Can I ask just to have a general or have to be specific?
Specific is better, but if you just wanted to have it, is there any particular area that you wanted to talk about?
Just changes that are going on, the changes and decisions that I'm making.
Yeah, you've got some big decisions coming up. So, oh my goodness. Okay. I just love when the cards just do their thing. It's just so amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I pulled three for you. And the three that I pulled were the Nine of Winter, the Ten of Autumn, and the Princess of Autumn. So the Nine of Winter, you're dealing with some fear that's keeping you from moving forward. The worry is out of proportion to the problem. Do not think mm-hmm. about the worst case scenario all the time. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, do not think about the worst case scenario. It's going to be okay. You're headed in the right direction.
Good. Right?
Because you've got some doubts back there, and I can feel it. But you're headed in the right direction. So don't worry about that, okay?
Great.
You need to, I'm showing that you need to take some financial security for your children and your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you're also making wise investments in that arena as well. So you're kind of on top
thank
of things,
you.
Mindy. I know you don't think that you are, but you kind of are. So
thank
good
you.
For you. Go, Mindy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And then I pulled the Princess
it's
of Autumn.
It's all very relevant. I'm sorry?
No, that's great. I'm glad it's relevant for you.
Yeah.
The last one is the Princess of Autumn. This is I think you more than anything else. This tells me a little bit about you. Happy news about some money coming your way. But this person is
yay.
Studious, responsible, cheerful, and a little mischievous. And you can be a little mischievous at times. So correct. A lot of the good golly, Miss Holly gang are mischievous. We're just a mischievous bunch. So welcome to the family. But
thank
you. You're welcome. Stop procrastinating.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Just keep going. Because the longer you wait on this, the harder it's going to be.
Right.
Okay.
Fantastic. It all makes a lot of sense.
Well, you're welcome. Oh, and Mindy, I'm going to give you the culinary tip of the day, which I say every single show, and I love it. Put a bay leaf in your wallet.
Okay.
Bay leaf attracts more money.
Love it.
Okay.
That's so cool. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can do for you today, sweetie?
No, I thank you so very much. You're just the remedy that I needed on this afternoon.
Well,
so thank
you
for your service.
Oh, my pleasure. I love doing this. Make sure you love the show. And I do want to make an announcement while I've got you on the air. Tomorrow night on the Good Golly Miss Holly YouTube channel, I am doing live reading on video.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if y'all want to check that out, it's going to be the first time. And for those of you that have been following me for a little bit, I am not the most technical person on the planet. So we're all going to pray that this goes okay tomorrow, okay?
Okay. It will. You're
all right.
Terrific.
Thanks so much. Good night.
Thank
have a good
you.
One. God bless.
Have a great night. Take care.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So if you want to get a reading, a mini reading from me, you can call 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. So let's go ahead to our next caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you this evening?
Hi, Miss Holly. You're still getting backed up. I try to call you. It's Lisa. I got in. Yeah, I got in.
Yeah, we're getting busy and busy. I'm very grateful.
Yes, we love your joyfulness. Yay.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, yeah. Good people. I have a question for you. If you don't mind. There's two of my friends, but one of my friends, Dr. Skin. I'm sure you can see him. I knew him, and it's been a few months we haven't seen each other because he went to some terminal. But starts with the letter L. I know he called and I didn't answer. I'm a little bit nervous. But do you see? I think I'm not sure. Holidays, or maybe I'm wrong. Do you see us seeing each other in the holidays or after this year?
Here's the thing. Okay, I see you in the holidays, seeing each other. But there is some serious tension between the two of you. Serious tension.
Okay, go ahead.
And she, she, just be on your guard, okay? She's very angry. She's got a lot going on, and she's going to take it out on you.
No, I'm saying I'm talking about the man with the L.
The man with the L?
Yeah, she starts with the little L. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm seeing a woman.
Yeah, that's another issue. I don't want to know about her. I know who she is. No, I like men. But can you please? I'm not going to talk to her.
Okay, good. That's a good idea.
It's my fault.
It's not your fault. But that's neither here nor there. Let me see. Let me pull some cards.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay, sweet. Don't ever apologize for asking questions. That's what I'm here for. Okay? Don't apologize for being you. I like you. I think you're wonderful. Okay. Yes, you will see them during the holidays, and that will go well. Now that I've got the right person in focus, that's going to go well. Yay!
And Ms. Holly, one more thing, if you don't mind. Are you able to tell me about the man with the little real quickly, like if I'm able to see him, like it was going to run into each other. There's a, I might have to call back, but there's a pending that I have to get that's mine and we have to discuss. I know that he's upset. Like, do you see maybe, I have a feeling he's going to look for me later on. I don't know why I'm
Yeah, I would
wrong.
Avoid that particular person. I don't see that going well. Okay, so the man with the L is fine. The other person that you're talking about, not so much. Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
angry, not trustworthy, not a good match. Not good. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Holly.
Bye, Sweet Pea. Talk to you later. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Let's see who's next on our list today. Okie dokie. You're on the air with Good Golly, Ms. Holly. How may I help you?
Hey, Ms. Holly. Good to talk to you again.
Craig?
Yep.
Yay! How are you? I was thinking about you. My husband asked about you yesterday. Just so you know.
Okay.
So what's going on, Craig?
Oh, yes. I have, last time I talked to you, I was sharing with you that I was looking for a promotion and I saw a potential position. And you told me that that I needed to get some help, somebody that could help bring the job home.
Right.
I found somebody. I was able to find somebody. However, I have not put in an application yet. Just wanted to see if you believe that the person that I got in mind, would they be able to press my application through for an interview?
Let's take a look and see. I'm getting good feelings about it. So.
Okay.
Let me just verify with the cards.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Craig, listen to this, all right? So I pulled the four of them winner. Set aside your concerns for now. Solutions that come from meditation, you're going to be fine. So
great.
Don't concern yourself about it. I also just pulled the eight of winner for you. You have what it takes. You need to believe in yourself. And you need to believe in yourself more. I think we've talked about this before. Okay. Your lack of self-confidence is the only thing that's holding you back. Okay.
That is so true. That is so true in the past.
Yeah.
I've been working to fix that.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that you're a spiritual guy, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Okay. So, Craig, you're a leader. You're a spiritual leader type, okay? And when we have, and that's a rare thing. We have a lot of people who say that they're spiritual leader types, but believe me, I run into a lot of them over the years. We're just not going to say who. And, but
so true.
They don't have the heart for that, okay? God makes very special people to be spiritual leader types, okay? And if God believes in you, why don't you believe in you?
Exactly.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
God thinks you're fabulous, honey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So... and the whole Good Golly Miss Holly gang thinks you're fabulous too. So you're fabulous. So embrace it. There's nothing wrong with being confident in your abilities and being sure of yourself. That is not being arrogant. There is a difference between being arrogant, which you really worry about. You worry about people thinking that you think you're better than you are and all that mess. Stop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Confidence is not arrogance. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You still walk with a humble heart, so you're good. You never
okay.
put yourself first, ever. You're always thinking about other people. You know,
mm-hmm.
believe in you. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because you're a good guy. I'm so proud of you that you have found somebody to get you some help with this promotion situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're going to jump to help
okay.
you. All right?
All right. That's what I've been looking for.
Okay. All right. Anything else I can do for you?
Yes. One more thing,
sure.
if you may.
Of course.
Me and my wife has a friend that we're a bit concerned about. we recently heard some bad news about her last week. And we've been friends with them for, I've been friends with them since I've been married to my wife. About 3 years ago, but my wife has been friends with this young lady since they were kids. And I just want to know, do you see their marriage ending or are they working things out because there's some crazy stuff going on their end?
So here's what I'm hearing. She's made some bad decisions, very bad decisions.
Yes.
Very bad decisions. Okay. So, Craig, honey, what do we do when somebody's made bad decisions and we don't know how to help them? What do?
We pray for them.
Absolutely. We pray for them. And that's what I'm hearing, that y'all need to do. I don't see the marriage lasting because there's fault on both sides there, but there's also a lot of immaturity going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, some people don't realize that marriage, is not, Cinderella in the castle with Prince Charming. And the minute I've been married for 35 years, okay? So I love my husband. He is my best friend, all right? Does he think that I'm all that in a bag of chips? Most days, but some days, probably not. Okay, living with me can be, interesting. Okay,
yeah.
Marriage takes work, and you have to commit to each other, and they're not mature enough to even realize that in the scheme of life, this is actually kind of a bump in the road. It's a big deal at the moment, but it's not a big deal. It's not a deal breaker. Unless they want it to be.
Exactly.
So
I just don't know why most people, I don't understand why most people think that marriage is a fairy tale. It's not. It's not about Prince Charming and, and all of that stuff. Because I know a friend that I talked to you about last week. That wanted to be pampered and all these things. And, she had to learn that marriage was about building each other, not just one person.
Right.
And so, it's just interesting that these people are not surviving the pandemic.
Well, the thing about it is that, we have marriage is about building the kingdom at home. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we're stuck at home doesn't mean we stop building the kingdom, folks. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct.
So we lift each other up. We help each other get through these hard times. All right? My husband works from home. We are home together 24/7. Okay? Now, luckily, we like each other. But I know that in certain circumstances, that may not be the best thing for a husband and wife. But you know what? Make allowances. Go into another room. Do something, to get away from each other for a little bit.
called compromise and work on each other, not drive each other crazy.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking prayer, lots and lots of prayer. Did you want to pray for her with me?
Sure.
If you're not comfortable doing it, that's fine. But
okay.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, so let's roll with it. Let's go.
Okay. You want me to say it or you want to say it?
You can go ahead and say it. I trust you.
Okay. All right. So, Craig, I want you – you're not driving or anything, are you, Sweet Pea?
Yeah. I can pull over.
No. We'll just do it this way. Okay. So, All right. Okay, just visualize the two of us holding hands, okay? And this person standing in the middle of us. And also your wife is there with us as well. Okay. So it's the three of us praying over her. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because we got to get your wonderful wife involved in this. All right.
Absolutely.
Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to pray over this young troubled soul. Let her see that she is still golden in your eyes. And let her husband see past the missteps and that her heart still belongs to him. She got confused. It happens. Show her husband that you forgive her, Lord, and that he needs to forgive her too. That these two are united in your name and are to build the kingdom together with you. Surround them with your love and a spirit of forgiveness, love, and comfort. Bring the Holy Spirit to them, Lord, so they can see through this dark time and see your light at the end of this path. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for praying for my friends.
Honey, anytime. Anytime.
Thank you for going through like this.
I know. God will show them a way one way or the other. Just got to trust. Just got to trust.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much.
God bless. Talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in, Craig. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love talking to Craig. He is so, so fun and wonderful. Let's see who's next on our list. Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Wondering, this is Patty.
Oh, hey, Patty. Okay. What can I do for you?
I was just, do you see a companion in my life?
Let me see what's going on here, Patty. Okay. Well, this is interesting. Yeah, I do. Not until next year, though. I pulled one card for you. One, Patty. And it was the King of Summer. And that's honorable, devoted, mature, warm-hearted, a romantic partner you can trust. Excellent advice that comes from the heart, getting involved in cultural and creative endeavors. So what that tells me is that, yes, I do see somebody coming for you. Look for that to happen in February. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to open my heart up. My husband passed away a couple of years ago, and I just, you know, I don't really want to move on, but I know that it's important to move on.
It is important to move on, and it's also important to live, okay? To live.
Yeah.
So you need to get out. I know with the COVID thing, it's totally crazy. But you need to get out and go and do something that is of interest to you. Be around other people. Because that's how everything's going to fall into place. Okay?
Okay.
Now then, before you get off the phone with me, Patty, I got a couple of things. I got some homework for you, dearie. Okay? Got to have that homework. Okay. So what I want you to do is, do you like lavender or rose?
Lavender.
Lavender. Okay. So I want you to get some lavender bath salts and a rose quartz crystal. Okay. Rose quartz is good at opening your heart and allowing love to come into it. Okay. And lavender will help take the edge off of starting up for. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because that's a scary thing. And I know that it is. But you can do it. You can do it. Okay. And that rose crystal will help with that. Keep that in your pocket. Do not sleep with it underneath your pillow, though. Because some people do that, and that just does weird things. Okay?
It does. Okay.
Yeah, it gives you really weird dreams. And if it's too big, it'll give you a headache and a bruise on your noggin. So that's not good either. So, okay?
Okay, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Patty. It's always good to hear from her. Thank y'all so much for calling. I really, really appreciate it. We are getting busier and busier. For those of you who weren't listening earlier. Hello, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, this is Valerie. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Valerie?
I'm great.
What can I do for you, darling?
I'd like to see if you're seeing a partner or a relationship coming in within the next few months. Yeah.
Okay. Have you called in before?
No.
Well, welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly gang.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Well, I'm going to say yeah, because your angels are saying so, and also the cards. I pulled a card for you. It's called the Prince of Winter. And it's a intellectual, determined, focused, a little bit impulsive person. So, but you're going to meet somebody and it's going to be very kind of whirlwindy. Okay. So they are a lot of fun, a little bit on the impulsive side, but it's okay. They got their act together. Okay.
Oh, good.
It doesn't. Yeah. It may not seem like they have their act together. Just saying. Okay. But they do have their act together. All right.
Uh-huh.
So.
And when do you
this
do
is
that?
A thing to have some fun.
Yeah.
Which has not been in your life in a while. And you like to have fun.
That is correct. I do. Yeah. That's correct.
So, yeah. But you need to allow yourself to have fun. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Be open to it. Okay.
Right, I am open to it. And
good.
When do you see it coming in? Is it this year?
It's late December or January. So it's the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
Okay, and can you describe him? So just so I can have a slight idea.
Sure, he's a bit wiry. very, very animated.
Oh, wow.
Talks a mile a minute, but is very attentive and is looking for someone to have a good time with, but also someone to have a serious relationship with. I am going to tell you, though, just so you know, he has had several relationships that have not worked out so well. Okay.
Well, that's okay as long as they're out of the picture. Yeah.
Yeah, they're out of the picture. Yeah, they are out of the picture. But he is very artistic, very, very talented, but he's very, they keep telling me wiry, wiry, wiry. So I'm telling you, wiry, wiry, wiry. Okay? But just a lot, a ball of energy and a lot of fun.
Now, is he's not the player. He's not the player type, is he?
No. No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Right.
For some reason, I don't know why I'm getting this, but it sounds, from what they're showing me, it looks like he's some type of comedian. Yeah. I don't usually see that type of person. So, but yeah, he's some type of comedian. He does some type of stand-up type thing. Very, very involved in that type of stuff. I don't think that he does it for a living, but he's kind of a master of ceremonies type. But he's just very clever, very well-liked, but he's looking for a serious partner.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the physical, how does he look on the outside? That's what I'm trying to get an idea.
He's about, I want to say, 5'10", 5'11", thin. They're showing me curly brown hair. So he does have hair, which is nice.
That's nice.
So, yeah, he does have hair, and he has kind of bluish-green eyes.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he's thin.
Okay. And so you see this as a long-term relationship?
I do. I do see this as a long-term opportunity.
It's about time. Yeah, that's great.
So look for that the end of December, early January, okay?
Right. Am I going to be, is this an out-and-about situation then?
Yes, this is an out-and-about situation.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly call you back when all of this comes to fruition.
Please call me back and when all this comes to fruition. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And you call me back before then, too, okay?
I was going to ask you, can I ask you one other question?
Sure. What is it?
I was thinking about going back to work. Do you see that as a good idea or perhaps not?
I see that as a very good idea for you. It's going to stretch your mind and your spirit. And it needs to be stretched.
Yeah, it does. Because I want to go back into my field. So do you see me going back to what I used to do, maybe on a part-time basis?
In a different capacity, okay? And, yeah, I do. You will be successful very quickly, actually.
Oh, and is that happening around the first of the year? Because I'm pretty sure November, December.
I'm not seeing it November, December. I'm seeing February or March.
Okay.
So okay. Okay.
Well,
so let me know how that goes
much.
Too.
I certainly will. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. Thanks so much. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. It's always so nice to speak with a first-time caller. I really appreciate all of y'all's support. It just warms my heart. Okay, let's see who's next. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, hello. This is Anne from California.
Hey, Anne. How are you doing, sweetie?
Great. I've called you once before, and I'm glad I called you again. Caught you again.
Good. What can I do for you this evening?
I was wondering if a message from my mom on the other side.
Okay. Message from mom. And why is your mom concerned about Thanksgiving?
Oh. I want to take a trip. And I'm waiting how the COVID stuff pans out, but I want to do something fun for Thanksgiving. So I don't think she should be worried about it. Maybe she's worried I don't go. Is she telling me?
She's saying that you don't, that you, this is kind of different for you and that you need to do it.
Oh, well, that's good. It is. It is different for me to do something like this for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, because the first thing that popped into my mind was Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh, okay, just a minute. Let me get ready here.
That is so specific. Yes.
Oh, that's okay. The other day I was talking with somebody and all they wanted to do, the person on the other side wanted to talk about potato salad. So, hey, we're good. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, that's funny. yeah.
Thanks.
I do. I have a ticket. I have a ticket right now, and
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, hemming and hawing. So
she says go for
it. She knows. Oh.
She says go for it. Because she's telling me that tomorrow is not promised.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying go.
Wow.
You are a very thoughtful and conscientious person. And
yeah.
And she's maybe a little less conscientious.
Oh.
Okay, apparently that hit a nerve. So, but yeah, she says you don't need to be so conscientious all the time. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Enjoy yourself. Stop worrying about what everybody else thinks. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure people would say, oh, you shouldn't do that during this time. You shouldn't travel. So, yeah, the feedback from people, I could see
well,
coming.
Well, you know what? That's people. And I think
yeah.
that, you know, I mean, let's just all, you know, let's be honest here, okay? This year has been just, all I can say is wow, okay? Wow, okay? So, but the thing about it is that if anything has taught us about this year, if we learn one thing about this year, it's that we need each other and we need to grow as people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need to grow.
And hopefully we've taken this time to do that as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am, you know, take all the precautions that you need.
Right.
I would suggest that you get, I have discovered this new thing. I'm going to tell everybody about it. So I have claustrophobic issues. Okay. So
oh.
wearing the mask for me is
mm-hmm.
horrible, but I do it because it's what you're supposed to do. So I recently discovered on Amazon these face shield things that are like, that go,
yeah.
and I wear glasses, so it sits just right over my glasses. They are
yeah.
actually, from what I can understand, and don't quote me on this because I'm, you know, not a medical expert or anything, but apparently
mm-hmm.
they're safer than the masks. And I forget I have it on. It's lovely.
And you can breathe. Mm-hmm.
And you can breathe. I've tried to drink my Coke Zero out of it 3 times now and have ruined 2 white shirts because of it. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So, I mean, you know, I have a friend, one of my best friends is named Lou Jane, and she has asthma. She couldn't wear the masks at all. And so we found
right.
these things. And now she's able to get out of the house and not have to run into the store, pick up one item, and run out. It's
mm-hmm.
changed her life. So take your precautions.
Yeah. Last time I called you, it was my dad just recently passed, and you tapped into him. So for me, it has been an extra tough year. So I would like a relaxing vacation for sure.
Then go do your relaxing vacation, dearie.
Yeah.
And the heck with what everybody else says. I'm serious.
Yeah, sounds
they
great.
Want you to
I needed a. I didn't need. I don't need a big push. I just needed a little tap. So that's. This is great.
Okay. So tap tap. There you go.
Okay.
So let us know how that goes and keep us updated. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who's next on our agenda this evening. Hello. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. How are you? This is Sharon.
Blessings to you. Hey, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yay,
it's been a good week. Yeah. I have a question. I have called you. This is a different question, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of specific. I don't know if you're good on timing. I've been hearing that you can do timing a little bit. I was wondering when at my job that I'm at right now, when they will offer me, it'll probably be next year, of course, to be permanent
March.
In the company so I get the
March.
Better benefits. Do you know when next year?
March.
Or will it be in a different department that I will
March.
Post for to get permanent?
March.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you got that already. You got March.
March.
Do you think
March.
I'm going to stay in the same department, or do you think I'll move
department? No.
I love the department. Yeah, they're going to offer to me.
You're not going to stay in the same department, but yeah.
Oh.
March. You're going to get a little better position.
Okay.
Okay.
A little higher upper. Okay.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. Because you've shown a lot of leadership skills, especially in current situations. And
I know.
So, yeah, March. Yeah.
So March. Okay. And it'll be in a different department. And do you feel one of my team leads, her initial J, do you think she's going to help me with that? Or I'm just going to go post and just go to the manager and say I'm interested in doing this? You know what I mean?
She's not going to help. She's not going to hinder, but she's not going to help.
Okay.
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 You're going to have to step forward, but you have no
Got
problem
it.
Doing that, and it will work out that way anyway.
I know. You're absolutely right. The big boss said if I wanted to do it, if I like something, just come to her. But March is good. I can handle that. Do you feel there's five people on our team? Do you feel anyone is going to be leaving there other than me, of course?
Not until, only shown me until the end of the year for that. Okay. So I'm not seeing anything till the end of the year, and they're not giving me that information, which tells me that there are big changes coming, but I'm not supposed to know what they are. So I'm going to tell you the truth. And
they've
say,
already started with it.
I don't know.
We had a meeting today. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's some major changes coming, but they're not showing me what they are. So I have to tell the truth. Okay.
No problem. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a good evening.
I was a quick one tonight.
Thank you for calling.
I was a quickie. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye, Rick. Thank you so much. It's so good to hear from you. All righty. Let's see who you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Hello. It's Amala. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amala. How are you? I'm doing great.
Good. I do have another question for you.
Sure.
If that's okay. I was wondering, I'm actually, I fell last Friday. And I know, it's my knee. And basically, I had to be on bed rest 4 to 6 weeks. And it's kind of like a blessing. But it's a blessing, you know. Spirit is telling me to write, so I have my third book that I'm actually writing, and it's a cool book. So I'm just kind of wondering. I'm trying to go into a direction, but Spirit is guiding me in another direction. So I was gonna do like mantras, like morning, afternoon, and evening mantras. They're guiding me in another direction and talking about faith and trust. And I just keep on coming up with these quotes that are just wisdom. So is it an inspirational book? I just kind of need guidance that way so I could just kind of move it along, because there's some good stuff that's coming up when I have this time off.
It needs to be a quote book about faith and trust.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
Faith and trust.
Yeah, mantras. Okay. Mantras. I'm just hearing no.
Exactly. I know. And then I'm like, well, then what do you want? I'm like talking to them. I'm like, what? Well, what then? And all this stuff is coming out. It's not necessarily coming up the subject, but like just words and sentences. So I'm just going with that. That's like the, you know, the three, the waterfall thoughts,
yes,
that are coming
absolutely
in. So,
but it is very much about faith and trust, because
yes,
faith to me is the ultimate,
yes,
trust.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And if without faith in yourself, you can't have faith in anything, anything. You have to have faith,
yes,
in yourself.
But the
that's
thing about it is, and I think one of the things, Craig and I were talking about this earlier. I don't know if you heard that conversation or not.
No,
but,
I did. I like, he's a great spirit. Yes. Excellent.
He does have a great spirit.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is that in my opinion, okay, and I know we've all made mistakes and we've all done dumb things and we all struggle with self-esteem from time to time and depression, but that depression is an illness and it's a chemical thing. Okay. But
yes,
to not have faith in yourself is,
yeah,
kind of, in my opinion, I'm just going to sound really harsh. If God,
okay,
has faith in you, why won't you?
I know. It's so true. It took me years to figure that one out. I
and
really, because I was so down in the dumps and like people around me and negativity, all that. And it takes a lot of courage to dig deep. And to,
mm-hmm,
really see who you are. You were made to be this way because we're children of divinity.
Absolutely.
That's it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, my own journey is like that. So, I mean, I can tell you
absolutely
for a fact that I wouldn't have been doing this a year ago.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah,
but we're just going with God and hoping that it all works out.
I know. I know. I just am so excited. Do you feel like it's going to be done like by December, January?
Oh,
I,
yeah,
think like this
quick.
Yeah.
Quick,
I figured
quick,
that.
Quick.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I don't
very
know how
quick
many quotes it's going to be. Everybody does 365 for like once, you know, one every day. And I kind of,
mm-hmm,
want to make it different. I don't know what I'm doing kind of thing. You're like, I know I'll be guided. It's just interesting. I don't know how long it's going to be,
you've,
but
actually
I'll stop.
You've actually called the right person, because,
okay,
I'm actually a published author.
You are? Okay. This,
yes,
is my third. Yeah. I've written myself. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I teach classes on writing from spirit.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah.
Very, very
so,
cool.
So what I usually tell my students is,
yes,
dump, do a brain dump. Don't question,
yes,
it. Just do it.
No.
Now, I'm terrible at those because I'm an English major, and so I'm constantly editing all the stuff, you know, so it's really, really hard for me to do that. But do a brain dump. And then once you get that brain dump done, then you,
yes,
organize it.
Exactly.
But I think you're going to come,
exactly,
up with, I don't know why I keep saying this, but it's a lot more than 365 quotes.
It is.
It's like
it
a
is
thousand.
I'm doing a lot of metaphors. A lot of it is just like teaching through that, and it's because of my own experience. So I don't know what it's going to be, but I know I have to do it because it's spirit's just like, you got to get this done. I fell for that reason. I know it because I can't,
yep,
sit still. And I'm just constantly going, and this is like slow down. And it's my right side, which is my knee, the right knee. And basically that the right side of your body represents moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Anything on the right side. So there you go.
There you go.
I laugh at this. It's kind
That's
of funny.
So exciting.
And
then, I can hardly wait to see it. That's just so exciting.
I can't wait to tell you. And then the funny thing is that, remember that guy I was talking about? I,
yeah,
met him on Friday. That's when it happened. I fell into, I'm legally blind. I fell into a hole. And it was up. Yeah. And so he saw it. And I'm like, it was just so funny because of COVID. They were trying to help me and they didn't have any gloves on. And the first thing that goes in my head is COVID. So I didn't want any help. I got out. I was fine because I do yoga and all that stuff. It helps a lot. But it was just interesting, like the first thing, I'm like, I didn't want anybody touching me because I don't know who's touching me. Don't touch me because the COVID thing, and just I'm a little bit overly crazy like that, but anyway, so it was interesting. And now we're talking, and I don't know. It's really easy to talk to this person. It's never been that easy, so I don't know. It's just it's all new to me.
Oh yeah, you do too. No,
it's just crazy because I thought he's not married or anything, is he? He's not with anybody.
No.
Okay. Because I thought he said he had a wife. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything. But there's something going on. I know there's something going on. I just don't know. I get nervous. You could probably hear it in my voice. I'm getting nervous already.
You are constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, you're right.
Constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Because I've had it so, I'm not saying, that's where my faith comes from. I've fallen so many times figuratively, mentally. And it's not like the woe is me story, but the blindness, people are people. And people have not been nice to me. And I still choose love. You know my spirit. You feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I still choose love over all those people who are bitter. Because in the end, it's their stuff. That doesn't define me. I define
me. No, it
does not. In my life. Yeah.
It really does not.
Yes.
Does not at all. But
yes.
You trust spirit, so trust spirit
yes.
in this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
I am thrilled about the book. Oh my gosh. That is so
Thank
exciting.
You. There's a connection with you and I. I don't know what it is with you. Seriously, I don't know. I feel this pull. And you just said you're an English major. I'm like, oh my, all these similarities and serendipitous.
I will let you know, just to put the icing on the cake, 2 years ago, I broke my ankle and was in bed for 6 weeks. And it was my land.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We totally have to talk.
Let's talk on Facebook. I know you messaged me. We'll do that more often.
Okay.
I love
you,
spirit. You are just such a sweetness. And I'm not, you know, it's contagious. That's all I'm going to say. It's contagious.
Well,
Thank you.
I don't want to be sugary sweet, but I truly believe that we can change the world with how we
Absolutely.
Treat other people.
Absolutely. So. Keep on shining, my friend. Keep on shining. God bless you.
Too. I'll talk to you later. Stay put.
Bye.
Don't fall out of bed.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye. God bless.
Okay, so we've got about 90 seconds left, so I'm going to make one more announcement. We are going to be doing a YouTube Live event tomorrow night. It's going to be at 8:00. Good golly, Miss Holly does have a YouTube channel now, and this will be our first attempt at that. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And I want to thank everybody for calling us this evening, and God bless everybody and have a good evening. Good night, y'all.